Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Oh, yes. Hello. Hi, my name's Rose, and I am from the BinoVist Limited Technology. This is a Hong Kong-based tech startup that specialized in computer vision and image processing. We are dedicated to use our technology to empower the human eyes to maximize its potential so that we can see better and live better. So currently, we are helping colorblind people to help them distinguish the colors that they cannot see previously so that they can have an easier life and more convenience at their daily livings.
That is so cool.
Okay.
So how does that work? You. How do you put that technology to use?
Oh, yes. Because we are computer vision, we are formed by computer vision specialists. So we developed a software solution that can automatically process the images or the video contents. After we processed that, we made some changes about the parameters of the images inside, and then we provide the 3D glasses for the colorblind people, and then they will be able to tell the difference of the colors. For example, most of the colorblind people, they are red and green colorblindness. Because of some genetic problem, they cannot distinguish or identify any colors that get the red light or the green light. Mm-hmm. So it will be very inconvenient in their living. For example, in Hong Kong, the people affected by colorblindness, they cannot drive. They are not allowed to get the driving license.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's caused a lot of problem. And also I heard from a coder, who's a programmer. He said, but he's got a mild level of color blindness. He said that every day he has to sit in front of the computers, and sometimes when the texts are highlighted in the red or the green colors, he finds very confused to distinguish what the machine is trying to tell him. Mm-hmm. So it will be very necessary for us to put our software solution to process all the digital image, digital content, such as the films or the movie or the games, things like this. And so that after we process the image together with the glasses, the colorblind people, they will be able, it's not like they can see the red or green, but they can tell the differences between the colors, okay, which will make them understand what is going on in the images. And what's the best part of it is that it wouldn't affect people with normal visions so that they can share the movies or the gamings all together. So it's like a sharing technology, making them being able to have a convenient and easier life together.
That's an awesome use for the technology you guys are working with. So I'm really happy that this is happening.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, colorblindness runs in my family, so I completely understand.
Yes, it's actually quite common.
Yeah. Especially 11% of males or something like that.
Exactly. It's higher for males,
yes,
yeah,
than in females.
It's because of the chromosomes. And
Like 11% of males are red-green colorblind or something like that?
Yes,
like, I mean,
exactly.
That's a huge percentage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In Britain, actually, 4.5 million, 4.5% of the general population, they are affected by colorblindness.
Wow.
Which is about 3 million people. It's quite...
Sometimes
they don't recognize that they are affected by colorblindness.
Yeah.
So it would be better if we can make them share things with people with normal vision performances so that they can be able to understand what is going on simultaneously.
Yes. Okay. And so this is done without actually affecting the color on the content.
Yes.
So you and I could sit there and say, you're colorblind and I'm not. What I see has mm-hmm. not been affected. I continue to see it the way it was recorded.
Yes.
And you get the ability to distinguish
yes.
the red and the green.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. That's why it's called sharing technology. We can share it together.
Of course.
That is
I love
so
it.
Cool. boy, would I love to get into the inner workings of this, but we won't go too deep into it. But where are you currently implementing? You said you're currently implementing it for
entertainment industry.
Okay,
the moving and the gaming industry. So currently we are reaching out to the film industry in Hong Kong mostly, because we're Hong Kong-based startup. So we are like talking with them, providing our software solution so that we can help them do a bit of changes at the background about the parameters of the image pairs. And also this can help them, especially in 3D effect, we can help them enhance the level and the display result of their 3D or the IMAX effect of the movies. So it would be also helpful for colorblind people if they want to have a 3D, like superior 3D experiences. Meanwhile, they will be able to get the, all the content information without any missing of any important information, such as when one subject is against the background, while these two colors, it's the ones that they got mixed up. So it will cause a lot of inconvenience. So that's the problem we're trying to tackle right at the current stage.
Definitely.
Okay. Interesting. And since red and green are such commonly paired colors, because they're, you know, wonderfully complementary, they tend to be put together
quite often.
Your badge and our badge are red and green. It's so common. And if it weren't for the alpha and the media at the bottom, your badge and our badge would look the same, and it would cause all kinds of problems for the people up front.
Yes, exactly. And also, it's not just the red color and a green color.
Right.
It's the colors that gets red and green as part of the whole color, such as blue and purple. Because purple got the light from blue and red. So they will find blue and purple difficult to distinguish as well. So it's quite many inconveniences for them.
Well, that works out real well, because I think alphas are blue and I think growths are purple.
Yeah.
So just in our badges, we've proven out
how to confuse a person.
Just in day-to-day life, how easy it is to to create confusion for somebody with color blindness.
Exactly.
And how did you get involved in this project?
Oh, well, how I get involved with this? Because first of all, I always, like, since I was at the sophomore year, which is the second year of my university, I went for a lot of like startup workshops, startup gathering, and in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Chinese University of Hong Kong, they partner with the Google, so they set up a Empowering Young Entrepreneur Workshop. It's a program that calls for a lot of applicants, who people who want to do startup things, they form together, and then it's a competition as well. This is where I met the founder of the Binovies. So back then, we came up this idea, and we participate in this competition. And with this like idea, this is generally, initially, it's just an idea and how we can use technologies to solve it. But in terms of the marketing, in terms of how to do the business things, we met with other people who are interested about this project. So we participate in this competition and we are awarded the final six. So out of, I think, 150 teams.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, it's the final six. We awarded like the top six team. So from then on, we got quite excited and we start to believe that this might be work, that we might actually do something like tangible, to do something that applicable to make some differences for people who suffered from colorblindness. Because from my family background, I have families who are affected by this. And also we talked with the Hong Kong Eye Hospital, the expert, we consulted with them. Actually, they shared with us that it's quite common and we get to know that it's sometimes like there are not many technologies are helping them to tackle the issues, or even though there are some, but it wouldn't make them to be able to share with the people with normal visions.
Right.
So we want to fill the gap and make it more like seamless, make it more natural for them to be able to have an easier life.
Definitely.
Wow.
That's a good background story.
Wow. I'm
in awe.
Yeah.
I love this whole project.
Yeah. One of our hosts, our former hosts, was colorblind.
Oh.
And we always used to say that it wasn't that he couldn't distinguish the colors. It was that he couldn't see the color.
Yeah.
So if it was blue, it was just transparent and he could see through it. But yeah, I mean, so many people around us are dealing with it. Like, you know, if we say 11% of males, there's a good number of people in this little group behind us that are dealing with it. And,
yeah.
You know, dealing with the confusion of the badges and the signage and all kinds of things just here, and apply that to trying to watch something like a Marvel movie or something like that.
Yes.
Where it's all color.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, Spider-Man.
Captain America.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, like I said, I have family members that definitely have this. And, I mean, it's great technology.
Thank you.
I mean, great use to machine learning and everything.
Yeah. So, as an alpha, where are you in the process?
We are still constant because it's forever process. We're going to further better our technology and our algorithm. We have been spending almost 10 years investigating how to handle the issue with our AI-based software solutions. Right now, we are currently looking for the potential partners and expanding our market in mainland China and Hong Kong. But of course, if there are more opportunities overseas, for example, in Canada or in America, especially in America, because the entertainment industry is very like prosperous in United States. So that's part of the reason we came for this exhibition,
sure,
to see is there any international opportunities for us to apply our technologies and make more people know about what we are doing and how we can help colorblind people.
And Toronto is a good place for that. Because even a lot of the U.S. films are starting to be filmed here in Toronto.
Yes, so, I've been told that.
So this is a good place to be for entertainment.
Yes, we look forward for more business opportunities overseas as well.
Definitely.
Very cool. Well, if people want to find out more about what you're up to, how can they get information?
They can go to our website, which is www.binoviztechnology.com. Binovis. Why we call Binovis? Because bino is two. Vis is the visual, which refers to the eyes. So it's two of the eyes, the technology of two eyes. We try to empower and maximize the capability and the potential of both of human eyes. And we believe human eyes are technology as well, which needs other technologies to make it better and make it constantly updating as well.
Well, very cool.
Yes, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it as well.
And definitely good luck with this project, because
thank you,
it has the potential to help a lot of people.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.